God, may you guide my thoughts and my words and help me to speak the truth. Hey, this is Wiley, and I'm here doing this podcast today. It's 20 days into the new year. It's 20 days into the year 2020. And, you know, I kind of got this new hobby going where I'm doing podcasts. So I'm new to it. I'm trying to figure out what to really talk about. I went out and I even bought a microphone. I was using my telephone at first to record my shows, but you know, I started thinking, hey, you know, why don't I invest something into myself? So I went and I bought a microphone, and now I'm just trying to really figure out where my voice is, where, you know, the things that I could talk about that would be interesting that people will like to listen to. So it's January the 20th, and tomorrow is Martin Luther King Jr.'s birthday, or the day we're celebrating it here in America. So I think that's a very important day in history, you know, every year that we give reverence and, you know, honor the works that Martin Luther King Jr. did. And I really believe that his works were inspired by God, that God gave him that dream to speak, that he spoke this message of peace and nonviolence. And, you know, because at that time, it was a very dangerous thing to be speaking about the things that he was speaking about black people having equal rights and being able to do all of the things that we really take for granted today in society, that now it's just normal for black people to go to whatever school is available, or go to school where they want to go to school, or go to school with white kids, and being able to go to any restaurant you want to go to, sit where you want to sit, go to the movie theaters and sit where you want to sit, go to anywhere you want to go, and being able to achieve any dream that you want to achieve. We've even had a black president. So tomorrow is a very special day in the country, and it's something to really think that America does that America, which, you know, considering that a lot of people would, you know, think that America is a racist country and all of that kind of stuff, but it's something that, you know, they make a point to celebrate the life of a man who, for all intents and purposes, that he spoke out about policies that he considered, and a lot of people considered, were unfair to black people. I don't really like using the word African American, because as far as I wasn't born in, I've never seen Africa or been there, and you know, I'm an American. I was born in America. I was born in Mississippi, and I'm an American. So I just say I'm an American. I just, you know, even black, I'm not really, I wouldn't say I was black. I'm more brown skinned or whatever, but you know, so anyway, that's kind of neither here nor there. But when I look at the the youth, especially the black youth today, and you see that how far that black people have come in this nation, and it's heartbreaking to see so many young people today off on these destructive paths. You know, you have all of this black on black crime and shootings and robberies, and a lot of times when you look on social, you look on media, and it seems like that a lot of black people promote like rap music, and I have to admit, I'm not judging them about it per se, because at one point I was doing stuff like that. But now as I've gotten older, I really respect and really appreciate and realize the gift that we have of freedom. And you know, God uses people to bring about his will and his world. And you know, he uses people like, you know, Martin Luther King. He used people like Abraham Lincoln and all kinds of people. So, but always at the end of the day, I give the credit to God. I don't say that, oh, Abraham Lincoln freed us from slavery. I say that God freed us. God is the one that has given us our freedoms, our freedom to speak, our freedom to vote, to do anything, to educate yourselves, to, you know, express yourself, to be the person that God wants you to, that God knows wants you to be and that you can be, and not going off into these destructive lifestyles that Satan wants us to go into so that we can destroy ourselves and people to look, you know, when you're off into that kind of, when you're off into destructive lifestyles and you have all of this violence and all of these other things, these ungodly things going on, you know, it just makes people look and say, why are people acting like that when you have so much opportunity? So that's why I just, you know, I wanted to just give honor and praise and respect to Martin Luther King Jr. Tomorrow is the day we celebrate his birthday, the day that he was born, and it just seems right to give credit to something that was of that nature, that he spoke and gave his life so that others, millions and millions of others, he touched, you know, so millions and millions of others can have a life that is free, joyous, and equal to all people. He touched the hearts of every kind of person, race, culture, economic status. He touched so many people. He changed the world. So I even heard that somebody was telling me that Mike Pence was Vice President Mike Pence was at, I think, a black church. I heard somebody was telling me about it. He was at a black church and he was, you know, going to pay his respects or speak or whatever on the Martin Luther King, about Martin Luther King's accomplishments and what he did in America, what he means to America and Americans. And, you know, they were kind of like saying something somewhat negative about it. And, you know, I've even, you know, I sometimes say things negative about the Trump administration or whatever, but I said, no, you know, you have to give the vice president his props, his, you know, for going and doing that. And if he wouldn't have, then you would have been saying, oh, they couldn't even go and pay respect to, you know, if he wouldn't have gone and done something to give respect to Martin Luther King's birthday, then, you know, people would have been saying, oh, he couldn't go and even give respect to a man who's done so much, you know. So, I mean, and a lot of this stuff, you know, gets exaggerated today. I know a lot of people still feel like that. A lot of people still feel that America is a certain way or whatever, that Americans or that people in power, but really it's a different world today. It's, you know, it's not the same way. It's, you know, it was the law back then that black people were second class or citizens or beneath white people. And it's not that way anymore. It's not, you know, today, especially with the younger generation, that's all they see. So many black people thriving and owning their own businesses and making, you know, all these rappers showing stacks of money in their hands, and Oprah, you know, President Obama, all of the football players and the basketball players and the mayors and the everything. So I just want to, myself as an American, I just want to come out because I love living here in this country. And I'm not going to say a person doesn't have a right to say whatever they want to say. If they want to say whatever they want to say, you know, that's their right. That's their right as an American to speak on that. But I just have to myself, I wanted to, you know, just say, give a shout out to America, to the Americans, to even to, you know, politicians, government. I know that we have a big divide and there's a lot of things going on, but prayerfully we can work all of these things out. We can come to some kind of unity and, you know, just work together to be American people that's out to help each other and not pull each other down and destroy each other. And, you know, so anyway, I think I've talked long enough about this, and I have to get ready to go to bed because it's almost 8 o'clock and I have to get up early in the morning so I can go to work. Yeah, I am not off tomorrow. I probably could take off if I want to, but I am going to go in and do my duty to my company that I work for and do my job and be grateful that I have a job that takes care of the bills, and, you know, I'm able to eat and have a lot of the things I want, play my computer games, and hopefully one day, maybe, I will be a famous or infamous blogger. I mean, not a blogger, a podcaster. And maybe I won't have to work like that anymore. Maybe I can just podcast. Who knows? Anyway, I like talking about this things like this, and I just want to wish everybody a very happy Martin Luther King Jr. birthday, and just let everybody in America know, hey, we're all Americans. Let's all pull together. Let's all work toward making America. I'll steal the president's line. Let's make America great, great as it can be. All right. Thank you very much. Thanks for listening. If you have any comments or questions or whatever, I'm always grateful to receive those. So, this is the Truth of 2020 podcast. And this is your host, Wiley. I hope to talk to you again soon. Goodbye.